I touch my world like I like to be touched by my world. I touch my world as I would be touched by it. I touch my world as I would be touched by it. It's such an easy thing to be touched by my world. It's such an easy thing to be touched by the things that are going on in my world. It's such an easy thing to be touched by all of the attitudes that are going on around me and all of the people who have thoughts in their mind and who have ideas that are important to them. And really, what is important to them? What is important to the people in my world? What is important? What I think is important is what is important to them. If I think that people are happy, then people will be happy. If I think that people are sad, then people are sad. It's all according to my thought. Now, I don't have to think that way. I don't have to think the way that people would like to be happy or would like to be sad or would like to be living in this world. I don't have to think any of those thoughts at all. But I think those thoughts because those are the things that make me happy in my world, that make me feel good in my world, that make me feel wonderful in my world. Now, do I want to feel that this is a fabulous world that I'm living in? Do I want to feel that it's a great and a glorious world that I'm living in? Oh, I surely do. And what happens when I do that? What happens when I think those wonderful thoughts, when I think those glorious thoughts, when I think those marvelous thoughts about what's going on in my world? What happens to me when that takes place? Well, think about it. Think about just what happens to us when we are living in our world. Are we living in a world that's filled with magic and music? Are we living in a world that's filled with all sorts of expectations? Are we going to go moving to Mars, like the National Geographic would have us think that we can do? Are we going to live in a universe? Are we going to live in a world that has all sorts of interesting situations? Are we going to be cyber people that can do things? Because they're putting all sorts of things in people's heads that are allowing them to think different things, and they're allowing them to be grander and more wonderful. To give them the ability to have sight, to give them the ability to have hearing, to give them the ability to do all sorts of things. They get into that brain and they bring a few things about, and they plant a few discs in there and bring magic to happen. Oh, yes, this is true. And you know, we take a look at people like the Sherpa people in the Himalayas, and we think to ourselves, what wonderful people they are. What wonderful things they can do. They can go around in the coldest weather barefoot. They can go around in all sorts of attitudes. They can climb up mountains. They can breathe that very thin air. They can live up there in that very thin air. And they do it. They're adapted to the climate that they're in. They're adapted to the things that they're in. Now, how can that be? Is that a momentary thing? Is that a secondary thing? Is that something that's not very important? Is there something very important? How can you live in a world that you have limited oxygen, limited air, limited anything? How can you do that? Well, you do that simply by thinking about it, simply by putting it in your thought, by practicing little by little, by building up the condition within your body that will handle that, that allows you to live in that experience. And you say, well, do I want to? Well, think about it. The Eskimos, they live in this cold, cold air, this cold, cold country. And we, in our temperate people who go up there and live there, we have to wear very heavy clothing to keep warm. We have to protect ourselves. Well, the Eskimos do too. And people who live in these the desert areas. They're living in the hot, hot desert, and they're running around with no clothes on, and they're letting the sun come on their skin. And their skin is acclimated to that, and they are not bothered by it. They live in that environment. They live there year in, year out, because that's their nature. They can do these things. You and I can do anything. I touch my world as I would be touched by it. Now, how would I be touched by my world? Well, some people would like to have ear implants, cochlear implants in their ears so that they can hear better. Now, why and how could they do that? They do that because they have learned how. The science has come out and found out how to do these things and how to bring these things about in their world. Yes, and it seems impossible, but it's really quite possible. Now, are you interested in these things? Are you interested in living right where you are and being happy right where you are? Are you interested in fulfilling your life in every possible way right where you are? Right what you're doing? Well, we can speed it up by working with our DNA and working with our genes. We can speed it up by doing all sorts of things to plants and animals and the world around us. But we have a better privilege, you and I. We have the privilege of living in the now and living right here in this atmosphere where we are, right here in this world where we are. And we don't have to go and climb the highest mountain that we're not acclimated for it. We don't have to go and do things in the hottest deserts and live like the nomads and the Africans and the people who are acclimatized to living in that atmosphere. We don't have to do that. We can do that if we wish. We can have those experiences, but we can do it more in our thought, more in our mind. And as we are an athlete, we acclimate ourselves to running. We acclimate ourselves to jumping. We acclimate ourselves to swimming underwater. We acclimate ourselves to doing all these things. Now, we don't have to, but we do it because we enjoy it. We have this feeling in our body that we like to run, we like to jump, we like to be active, we like to be busy people. And when people settle back and get ready to die, they turn off all their liking to do different things, and they just want to be totally separate from it. Now, what is it that you want to do? Do you want to live in a healthy body all the years of your life? Do you want to live in a world that you are harmonious with, that everyone is happy around you? Do you want to live in a world of abundance, in a world that has all the crops and all the things that make life a very happy living place? What do you want to do? Whatever it is that you want to do, you can have it. And you can have it right now. But it's up to you how you're going to handle it. I touch my world as I would be touched by it. So I say in my world, I can do these things. I can run, I can jump, I can breathe, I can think. I have a beautiful mind, I'm a genius. The genius is in everybody. It's just that some people touch it and draw upon it and others don't. It's whatever we want to do. What do you want to do? What do I want to do? Well, whatever you want to touch, however you want to feel about the world, go and do it. And as you go and do it, you'll find that you can do it beautifully, wonderfully, perfectly, all the time. Touch your world now with all the good thoughts that you have within you. If you want to go to Alaska and go living in the cold country, wear warm clothing. If you want to be in the desert, be cool. If you want to sing or dance or walk or run, if you want to live and be harmonious, if you want to be healthy, think these thoughts. They're just so simple. and so wonderful and so beautiful. Just think these thoughts and know that these thoughts are the revelation of who you are right now. They are who you are. Scientists are doing it, and they're doing it sort of beforehand. And we say, no, 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 don't do that. Don't monkey with the genes and the chromosomes. Don't fool around with the organic products of our Earth. And yet we're doing it all the time. And we're doing it beautifully, wonderfully, and perfectly. So today, say that for yourself. I do it. I touch my world as I would be touched by it. And I live in a great and a wonderful and a happy, fantastic world. You know that? And I know that you live in a great, wonderful, fantastic world too. So claim it, name it, enjoy it, and do it right now. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.